Welcome back, friends. We're continuing on with practical considerations of the rosary. And Sarah said something I think very profound as we cut off, is that she asked that her guardian angel or that her guardian angel will finish the rosary if we ourselves, if she's not able to do so for whatever reason. And that goes back to, and this is my top point here, is that we're in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And it's His operation that we're trying to connect into. And it's His glorious presence that we're asking to come to be with us where we're sitting. And where the Holy Spirit is, we have the heavenly court. We have Our Lady. We have our guardian angels. We have our saints. We have our loved ones who predeceased us and has gone before us and is praying for us, so that we can get to where they are. So to think that, you know, in our poverty, you know, at first when I heard that term, you know, our poverty of our humanity, first you go, oh, I don't know if I'm, you know, it's really a consolation.
Yeah.
It's not like we want to wallow in it. It's not like we're trying to not, you know, do the best. No, I'm not advocating sloth. I am not. But it is a statement of fact, and sometimes we do fall asleep, or sometimes we do have small children, and they can't do the whole thing. And I have here Saint Therese. She had this vision of, so Saint Therese, her memoir, The Story of a Soul, was on the bedside. I don't know about the last two popes, but up before Benedict, I did know that her autobiography was on their bedside. And part of her attraction is her understanding that God was her loving Father. And He knew her poverty. And He loved her littleness. Not in a sense where she, you know, oh, I'm just going to be wallowing my, you know, sinfulness. No, she wanted to do better, but she, because of her own relationship with her own Father, whom she loved, she saw that same loving relationship with God the Father. And that is one of the things that the popes, the church tries to, has highlighted since the release of that book, is that the Lord knows us and He loves us. And He will come to meet us and greet us where we are. And that includes saying the rosary and with our little minds getting distracted at times, or, you know, we go to sleep or we get too busy and we forget. We just have a, you know, just a confidence that the Lord knows that and He knows what our intentions are.
Right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I mean, it's just, that's why the presence of the rosary itself is so comforting, right? Because, you know, I don't wear pants with pockets, unfortunately, but I do admire men who do, because why? Then they can always have a rosary in their pocket, right? You know, I don't think there was ever a time that my father didn't have a rosary in the pocket, in his pocket. And I don't think that that's necessarily meant that every time that he was always praying the rosary, but it meant that every time that his hand reached into his pocket, he knew it was a reminder of Our Lady, right? It was always a constant reminder. She could never be far from him, because the minute the hand went into your pocket, she was immediately brought present to you. And you know, we see this in so many different ways in the modern world, especially. We are photographic obsessed, you know, on our phones. How many pictures do we have? People are constantly looking at the pictures on their phones. They're constantly strolling through pictures of people on Instagram. It's this constant, it is an innate desire within the human soul to be in communion with another, right? And yet we disdain the Catholic grandmothers who carry the rosary, and we think that that's superstitious, right? And yet the rosary is a tangible reminder. And I think that for us as Catholic mothers, you know, particularly because this is one of the things that pertains to our vocation, is how important it is to put the tangible rosary into the little chubby fingers of our babies, right? I mean, that was always one of the sweetest things, right? That big clunky rosary that we've all seen, right? The beads that are painted that the kids can chew on, right? And people think, well, how can you put something like that? You know, that's pious and holy. Why would you give that to a child? And it's because it's perfectly appropriate, right? It's perfectly appropriate. This is not inaccessible. It is immediately, it is to be put into the hands of the needy, right? It's not something that is pious and put on a shelf of holiness that is not touchable, right? Our Lord, when he engaged in the sacraments and created the sacraments for us, he used the most mundane things so that they could always be accessible to the poor, right? No one can lack, theoretically, water. No one can lack bread. No one can lack a grape, right? I mean, these were known commodities for everyone. And, you know, holy oils, you know, all of these things, the olive tree, you know, I mean, for heaven's sake, oil was flowing from the trees. So these were really tangible, real things. And with the little children, you know, they, of course, I mean, a two-year-old can't recite, I mean, unless you're ridiculously precocious, there are some, right, cannot recite the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be. But one of the things, the way that I would begin to teach the children to pray the rosary is that on the Our Father bead, they would say, you know, God the Father, I love you. And on the Hail Mary beads, they would say, I love you, Mary. I love you, Mary. I love you, Mary. And then, you know, on the Holy Spirit, you give them a rhythm of something where the prayer can mean something to them. You know, I love you, Mary. I love you, Mary. I love you, Mary. You know, I love you, Jesus. I love you, God the Father. And I can't help but think, and not like that my children practice this perfectly or, you know, piously or anything like that, but I can't help but think that small devotion of the child, so imperfectly practiced, does not lay the foundations for a lifelong devotion to the rosary, because it was real, it was tangible, it was accessible to them. And, I would also like to just caution young moms, family rosaries are not things of beauty. This is not an orchestra that is playing beautiful music. You're going to yell at your kids. You're going to tell them to sit down and be quiet. You're going to tell Joe to get his feet off the table. You're going to, like, everything that could go wrong, the phone's going to ring, the dog's going to bark, you know? I mean, every single thing that is going to be a distraction in your life is going to be present in that rosary. But that becomes part of the prayer. And you can't let the hope for perfection of a beautiful orchestral sound to prevent you from practicing. I mean, you know, have you ever gone into a practice room of that same orchestra? I mean, you know, the heavenly realm prays this rosary with beauty, right? And we get to share in the graces of that holy heavenly prayer. But we're still practicing.
We're still practicing. And, oh my gosh, so many things you talked about. So I know we're going to have another section on practicality after this. Those chubby beads, I have an 18-year-old daughter, and I have a basket full of gorgeous, beautiful rosaries. I'm very blessed. My friends all over the world, all over Marion, bring them in. We enjoy them. And of all of those rosaries, she picks that chubby that she chewed on as a baby. I mean, she does. She picks it, you know. Yep. She does that. She pulls it out. And then that orchestra, at the beginning when they're small, yes, don't have the perfect be the enemy of the good. Yeah. But now I have, praise be to God, you know, a 28-year-old son. And just this morning, he wakes up early and joins us, Ted and I, in our prayer in the morning. Yeah. And they all do. And it's a thing of beauty.
Right. So it might be the biggest consolation.
It was. I know how great, how blessed and grateful I am to have my children, all of them practicing the faith and all of them engaged in these prayers. I know I am. I am. And I attribute it not so much because, oh, I'm so smart or whatever. No, it's what the Lord condescended and he gave us these things. And I happen to take him at his word. All right. Let's stop here and we'll pick it up on the next. To the next time. Fide Sidracio.